You can add White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany to the list of people close to the president who have now tested positive for the coronavirus. She says she has no symptoms and will quarantine. The president, meanwhile, remains hospitalized at Walter Reed Medical Center, and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says doctors will determine today whether the president can be discharged. Joining us now is Dr. Jewel Mullen, an epidemiologist at the University of Texas, Austin, and former Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary for Health in the Department of Health and Human Services. Dr. Mullen, we know that President Trump has received an experimental antibody treatment, an FDA-approved drug that might shorten the illness, and a steroid. What does that combination tell you about what he's going through?
I appreciate your question because I imagine there are people hospitalized all around the country wondering whether or not they might be able to get some of these medications too. Each of the medications, dexamethasone, the Regeneron drug, and remdesivir, are at this point at different stages of approval or use. I look at the Regeneron medication as one that, although we don't have any good evidence yet to base decisions about it on, it's still experimental. The thinking is that would be something that's more preventive and a drug that would be able to cut down on a severe illness. Remdesivir originally was used for sort of the sickest patients in hospitals, and last month, still under emergency use authorization, the FDA allowed that it could be used for hospitalized adults and children. And then dexamethasone, that extremely strong steroid medication, again, is one that is reserved for use in the sickest patients hospitalized. And that goes along with a caution that there could be risks to using it early in disease. So there's a bit of a spectrum going on here that makes it hard for me to know because we only have a certain degree of evidence about any of these medications individually and no real understanding of what the combination of them will do for a person.
Could his symptoms, the president's symptoms, do you think be more severe than the team is letting on? I mean, he's done these videos, so we've seen him for a couple of minutes at a time, but is it really possible to hide symptoms if they are very severe with COVID-19?
As I think about the different ways in which we have learned COVID has impacted people, we've heard about individuals who have said they or their family members went from seeming fairly well and looking fairly well, even without realizing that their oxygen levels were extremely low, and seeming okay, or even as if they were recovering maybe a week into the illness, and then going downhill and having a severe outcome later on. You know, people talk about COVID in ways that remind us how unpredictable the course might be for one. And so with that being said, I wouldn't take any particular confidence, even if somebody is feeling okay at this point, particularly an older person with underlying conditions that make them a greater risk for having complications.
Well, and also, isn't it the case that COVID-19 often has, you know, ups and downs, that it, you may feel like you're recovering and then things get worse?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
So what questions do you still have about the president's condition?
If I just get clinical, then what I would say is it's interesting to consider what this combination that some have referred to as sort of an everything but the kitchen sink approach might lead to in the end, because everything with potential benefit here also comes with potential risks.
What is the side effect that you would be most concerned about from any of these medications that we mentioned that he's taking?
Well, for months now, we've lived with the recognition that early use of a very strong steroid like dexamethasone cuts down on one's immune response and therefore one's ability to fight other infections, and may actually, you know, be associated with a worsened course. You know, we've also had concerns about worsening or impairment of liver and kidney function, blood sugar associated with remdesivir. And then we don't know about what the potential impacts of any of those combinations of medications would be.
That is Dr. Jewel Mullen, an epidemiologist at the University of Texas, Austin. Doctor, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.